You know, the people that I'm close with have obviously always been extremely supportive of what I've done. I've had a lot of the women that I graduated from the Air Force Academy with, or some of my other colleagues that have poured into me and really looked at what I have been able to do for all of us together.
Hi there, and welcome in to a brand new week of Celebrity Salute. Dedicated to the men and women who serve our country in active duty, our veterans and their families. We're here for you. God bless you. We love you. On each episode, we look for people and stories with some connection to these heroes. I'm Randy Miller. Air Force Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh made big plans for herself when she was young, although she never really factored becoming Miss America into that equation. However, after a tough competition in January, Marsh did become the first active duty service member to earn the crown. The 22-year-old Air Force Academy graduate is now learning to navigate life as a military member, a cancer research scholar, and a public figure. Growing up, Marsh wanted to be a pilot and an astronaut, so she attended NASA's space camp at age 13. When she learned that she could further her ambitions by going to the Air Force Academy, she started working toward becoming a cadet, even earning her civilian pilot's license at 17 years old. In 2018, Marsh lost her mother, Whitney, to pancreatic cancer. In her honor, the family started the Whitney Marsh Foundation, which raises funds for research and awareness to increase patients' chances of early detection. Marsh took on the role of co-founder and president. We are honored to have Second Lieutenant and Miss America 2024 Madison Marsh with us here on Celebrity Salute. Madison, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's been a crazy few weeks for you, I'll bet.
Yes. Yes, it has.
What has been the craziest thing so far?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just kind of like the diversity of what you get to do as Miss America. We've done things like go to the Super Bowl, but also have had meetings with CEOs of pancreatic cancer organizations, which is obviously very near and dear to my heart. Or even getting to do some of the military events, like going to Arlington National Cemetery yesterday. So it's like an entire range of things that you get to do. And so it's really cool seeing all the different events you'll go to back to back to back and kind of seeing how they interplay with who the current Miss America is.
Yeah. And I should mention, by the way, Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh and the first member of our armed forces to ever become Miss America. Way to go. That is just fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, that's just in itself, that's a big bar to set. So congratulations on everything. How is your military colleagues, how have they responded to your new title?
You know, the people that I'm close with have obviously always been extremely supportive of what I've done. I've had a lot of the women that I graduated from the Air Force Academy with, or some of my other colleagues that have poured into me and really looked at what I have been able to do for all of us together. This is not just my year, but it is a collective year for all military members to be able to show what our armed forces is capable of and being able to get more people to serve. And so I think now people can recognize that this isn't something that's like something shallow. It's something for all of us to get to be a part of together.
I mean, pilots and pageants and all kinds of stuff. What do you fly?
So I just do Cessnas. I got my private pilot's license before going into the Air Force Academy. So I'm hoping to use some of my educational scholarship that I got from Miss America to go back and get a couple more civilian pilot license next year when I go back to Harvard.
I got to tell you a great story. I was just at Whiteman Air Force Base, which is near where we're based. And they had the 30th anniversary of the delivery of the B-2. And so they brought in the B-2, and everybody's expecting, you know, this four square rugged pilot to step out of there. And it was a 26-year-old petite female pilot. And it was so it was so great. I mean, it's so cool. I think what's your stance, Madison, on where the military is right now? What's our current military looking like?
You know, I think I've experienced a lot of overwhelming support from our commanders. I've never been in a unit where I felt like I wasn't being taken seriously because of my gender. I've always felt very welcomed by my colleagues. And really, I think the military is moving forward in the sense that I look a lot of it about from the family perspective. That's the big piece that I'm focusing on, and all of the ways that now they're trying to be more inclusive about how do we find ways to keep families together? How do we find ways to ensure that everyone feels heard and included? And that is a huge change for me, obviously now moving into my adulthood. So I'm really excited to get to see the changes that we've already had and what is coming in the future.
That's great to hear. And it's great for you to say. You mentioned pancreatic cancer, and I think everybody that knows you knows by now or followed your story, your mom passed away of pancreatic cancer when you were, what, 17?
Yes.
And so you established a foundation in her honor?
Yes. So we started the Whitney Marsh Foundation about a couple, like 2 weeks after she passed away. And since then, all of the money that we raise is for pancreatic cancer advocacy, patient care, research, because as Americans, we are really behind on pancreatic cancer research and patient care. We have one of the lowest survival rates across all cancers. We're one of the deadliest cancers, and yet we're receiving the scraps and the leftovers of federal funding. And so my nonprofit is really trying to focus, at least in Arkansas, about changing the way in which we do pancreatic cancer early detection, because that is how we save patients' lives, and we're just not there yet to do the rest.
That's fantastic. And you know, you're in such a great position now to, and a great platform, I think, to champion all of those kinds of things. And it's amazing. I mean, you could be the recruitment poster right now for the Air Force. I mean, I think that's so fantastic, because, you know, recruitment levels right now in the military are low, and for, you know, for, especially for women to see you where you are and the kind of experience that you're having, that's got to be only great for the military, right?
Yeah. I mean, my commanders have been very excited. So they're actually keeping me on active duty throughout my year as Miss America, because they see the value in utilizing this to recruit in a time of a recruiting crisis, not only for women, but across all of our armed forces. And so I think it's especially important for me as Second Lieutenant Marsh to get to show people what it means to serve and to make people feel more comfortable about putting on the uniform and kind of taking away a lot of those stereotypes that we often see for armed service members and breaking those down so people can say, you know what, I could see myself serving. Maybe it's not as bad as people are trying to make it out to be. And also kind of reigniting being patriotic and not having it be a bad thing in our country. Being patriotic, that. Being proud of the freedom that people have given their lives to. That was a big thing I was thinking about yesterday while I was at the cemetery, looking at the graves of people that have given the ultimate sacrifice and knowing that is what makes our country free. And how can we give back to help others, to help the people that we stand beside, the people that we work with, the people that we live with? It's a very beautiful thing to get to put on the uniform. And so I want to be able to push that message to people all around the nation this year.
Where are you right now, by the way?
I am in a cafe. So we are in DC for the week doing a bunch of stuff. So basically, whenever we're on working, we go back to back to back with events all day long. Yeah, and so obviously we try to fit in media interviews. So it's wherever I end up at the moment to take them before we get in the car and go to the next.
I love it. I'm watching people, you know, walk behind you on a sidewalk there, and they have no idea that, you know, it's Miss America is in that little cafe.
Yes.
that's been great. So have you gotten to meet some people that maybe made a huge impression on you since the pageant?
You know, I've met with a couple of people from pancreatic cancer organizations, like the CEO of PanCan, the founder of PanCan, one of the heads of the Lustgarten Foundation. So all of these people have been giant entities in the pancreatic cancer world. And I just think it's so wonderful that now I have the opportunity to learn from the movers and the shakers in the field that I want to be a part of, because my nonprofit is relatively young and small, but I have the opportunity this year to learn from what they would maybe call their mistakes in their early ages or their successes, and being able to emulate our nonprofit around those. So I'm very, very excited.
Yeah. And you, are you 22? Is that right?
Yes.
For 22 years old, you are so well-spoken and just so, so with it. I mean, it's great to see. I would expect no less from a second lieutenant, but that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
And thank you.
There are so many people, obviously, in the military that are so proud of you and so proud of your message and what you are doing. What was the most, I know you represented Colorado in the pageant. What was your most nervous moment when you were competing?
Oh, geez. I think talent was probably the most nerve-wracking for me because I did a spoken piece about my first solo flight. And I was nervous because, one, you're going in front of a huge audience. And two, I knew that by being a military member and going out and talking about me as a 16-year-old flying in a little plane, could have received some poor messages from other people throughout the community, whether they actually serve or they don't. And that has proven to be true. So I think that was kind of hard backstage, knowing that I was going to, I mean, I don't sing or dance. And so I wanted to participate in Miss America because of what it stood for. And so I did a spoken word piece about me flying at 16. And I also wanted to do it because I think being able to break some of the stigmas about what pageant women are, and also hoping to see some of the young women in the audience think, oh, you know what? I could fly planes. I could be an aviator. I could be in the military. That's what I was wanting to inspire. But I also knew with that, there was going to be a lot of people who thought the talent was not trying to accomplish that, or might have thought it was cringe and kind of receiving hate in that way. So I think that's what caused me a lot of the internal anxiety going into that talent portion. But now I'm happy that I did it because I've seen a lot of young women come forward now and say that they're excited to fly planes or maybe go to the Air Force Academy or just do something different. Right. And so I'm really excited about that.
And Madison, we have a regular feature that we call Got Your Six. It's six rapid fire questions for Madison Marsh. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right. You got a black belt in Taekwondo. And you're always working out, but what is your favorite guilty thing to eat?
Oh my gosh, everything. I don't know, probably like bananas Foster.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm with you. What kind of music do you like the most? What's your jam?
Oh, I love indie pop. So maybe Tame Impala. I love them.
Okay. Yeah, indie pop. Is that close to Americana?
I don't know. I might have just categorized Tame Impala incorrectly, but I do like the music. Whatever type of music that is, I like.
What is your favorite military movie?
Oh, goodness. I'm probably, I don't know.
Have you seen Band of Brothers?
So I haven't watched all of it. I started it and then Masters of the Air came out. So I've been, now I'm like an episode behind right now.
Yeah.
But I think, I mean, I guess just seeing footage like that of trying to emulate what it looked like was very eye-opening for me. Cause I feel like you can't understand things from reading them until you see it, and seeing like the horrors of that war is really tough and just eye-opening. Which makes me feel very proud, but also a little bit somber about what those people had to go through to give up for us to be the country that we are now.
Right, right. Absolutely. So you went to a NASA space camp when you were 13, right?
Yes.
Do you believe in UFOs? Are there aliens among us?
I mean, I hope so. I'm kidding. I mean, we'd always talk about this at space camp, just statistically speaking, how large our universe is.
Right.
I mean, I think it kind of also comes down to what you consider to be intelligent life.
It's hard to find here.
I feel like there's got to be some other living beings out there just from how vast our universe is. I mean, by studying space the past couple of years, we are a very, very small piece of dust when it comes to the universe, which is beautiful, but also a little bit scary when you think of it in terms of other life forms.
Right, right. Describe your perfect date night.
Oh, you know, I really just like getting to make food in with my fiance. We're always go, go, go. We're long distance right now because he's in pilot training for the military and I'm on the road. So if we can just come together, make a meal, since we don't ever really get to make home meals while we're on the road, that's what I like to do. We love to cook with each other. And then we've been watching Masters of the Air or like Harry Potter afterwards. So that's my
That's great. And one more. Can we hear you yell your Air Force Academy Falcon fight?
Oh, goodness. The song?
No, just the isn't that a tradition where you when you graduate, you yell Falcon fight and have a sip of champagne?
I didn't get to do that.
Oh, you didn't?
No, at least I don't think so.
Well, they owe you a glass of champagne then.
I guess so.
Yeah. How was your time at the Air Force Academy?
Really tough at first, obviously. But once I had started to meet the right people there, it was like my freshman year I wanted to leave. And then I had met a professor that really took care of me. And then I had met, who's now my fiance, who started to push me to see things about the academy in a more positive light, because it's super easy to be negative there.
Yeah.
It is very easy to get stuck and complain. And then slowly, 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 I started to grow to love it more, to find my groove, to find my people and to find the balance. And I think I really didn't perfect it until really my senior year. But I think that's just the nature of life and the nature of the academy, of the growth process. But it is sad to be gone, but I'm very happy about all of the things that the future is going to hold. So,
will you please run for president?
Oh, I don't think so.
You're fantastic. Madison, thank you so much for the time. This has been such an honor to have you on the program. It's great for the troops to hear you and to hear your message and everything you bring to the table. So congratulations on everything and just much continued success.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Celebrity Salute. Celebrity Salute is produced by Brainstorm Media and distributed by National Defense Network, with host Randy Miller and executive produced by Nate Herron. Be sure to visit us at nationaldefensenetwork.com. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also say, Alexa, play the National Defense Network podcast.